from the Mercy One Studio.
Thought of the Week
with Monsignor Frank Bugnano every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio and online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
This is Monsignor Frank Bugnano, Iowa Catholic Radio, Thought of the Week. We're going to talk this week about how can we think clearly about that one issue that will not go away. It never has gone away. It will go away, that of abortion. Legal abortion is what we have in our country. And you have a lot of folks who are for it, a lot of people who don't know if they're for or against it. A lot of people are against legal abortions. So we're going to talk about that and how can we think about this issue? Because there's a lot of confusion on different aspects of this very important issue. In fact, in 2012, a Gallup poll released a study indicating for the first time, a majority of Americans identified themselves as being pro-life. This should have caused those who are pro-life to be very wanting to go into a big celebration. But it also revealed that America is not ready to outlaw abortion. So that's kind of confusing. What explains the actions of people who say they are pro-life but refuse to take steps to make abortion illegal? What is that? Well, one explanation is that the term pro-life refers to those who merely dislike abortion but do not think it's a serious moral wrong. In fact, one study found that 35% of self-described pro-lifers did not want Roe versus Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that kept abortion keeps abortion legal. They didn't want it overturned. They didn't want Roe versus Wade overturned. These people may not choose abortion for themselves, but they do not want to make abortion illegal in general. While pro-life advocates have done an excellent job of showing that the unborn are alive and are human, such as through ultrasound technology, the opposition has retreated behind new arguments that have to be answered. Some of the pro-lifers who support legal abortion say that they can't impose their morality on somebody else. They may think that other issues, such as ending sex trafficking or poverty, are more important than abortion. Or they may think that even if the unborn are human beings, a woman has a right not to let her child use her body without consent on her part. So, I think the pro-life advocates have to refocus their efforts to communicate an attractive and powerful defense of unborn children. Along with answering these new arguments for legal abortion, pro-life advocates can be successful by simply communicating a simple statement of fact. For example, the 2013 NBC Wall Street Journal poll found that while 70% of Americans do not want Roe versus Wade overturned, 41% in the same poll said they did not know enough about Roe versus Wade to say if they approve it or disapprove it. A 2012 Pew Research poll found that 57% of adults under the age of 30 didn't even know what Roe versus Wade decided. For these people, the idea of anything being overturned was enough to draw their opposition. Why overturn something? I don't even know what I'm overturning. So we're going to try to think through this issue, use our head, our intellect, our minds, not just emotion, and see if we can clarify a few things. So first of all, well, what is abortion? There you go. It's amazing how many people have different concepts of what we're even talking about. And it can be difficult to define because each side uses language that favors their opinion of the procedure. For example, people who believe abortion should be legal, who call themselves pro-choice, often define abortion as the termination of a pregnancy or emptying the contents of the uterus. There you go. In contrast, people who believe abortion should be illegal, the pro-lifers, often define abortion as the killing of a baby or the killing of the unborn human being. So is abortion a morally innocuous emptying of the uterus, or is it killing a child? What is it? Well, if the pro-choice people are right, and an abortion is a harmless surgery, then restrictions would hurt women and make them second-class citizens. If pro-life people are right, and abortion kills a valuable human being, then keeping abortion legal would be the continuation of a tremendous evil that has taken literally tens of millions of innocent lives. So, which side is right, and how should we respond? Well, let's use our English dictionary. How about the Oxford English Dictionary? Abortion is defined as the expulsion or removal from the womb of a developing embryo or fetus in the period before it is capable of independent survival. Now, this distinguishes abortion from childbirth, when an unborn child is removed from the uterus when he can survive out there with no intention of killing the child. Abortions are either spontaneous or induced. Abortion. Spontaneous means a miscarriage. Induced or intentional is when you go after the unborn child. The majority of induced abortions are elective, meaning that they're done for a social or a non-health-related reason. Most common reasons women give for having abortions are, having a baby would dramatically change my life. 74% say that. I can't afford a baby right now. 73% have said that. I don't want to be a single mother, or not having a or I am having relationship problems. 48%. Wow, that's amazing. So we're going to continue talking about how do we look at, how do we define this whole issue. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Thought of the Week, Iowa Catholic Radio. Stay with us.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Gray's Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you to Mercy College of Health Sciences, downtown Des Moines, for underwriting our show, The Uncommon Good, with me, Bo Bonner.
And I'm Bud Marr. A degree from Mercy College provides endless possibilities. Students have access to patients with complex medical conditions, state-of-the-art medical facilities, highly motivated healthcare professionals, and classroom professors that transform them into servant leaders.
You can start the programs in fall, spring, or summer. There are endless possibilities available online at mchs.edu/kwky.
This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Thought of the Week, talking about that very controversial subject that continues to be right there in the headlines almost, you know, after abortion was made illegal many, many years ago, my golly, 1973, I remember at that time the Des Moines Register had a headline that morning that said, abortion debate is over, it's settled, it's gone. Well, it's not gone at all. So we have to think, if you are pro-life or pro-choice or pro-abortion, what does that mean? We got to use our head. We got to think through. We got to define terms here. And so, for example, when are abortions given? About 90% of the over 1 million abortions performed in the United States every year happen during the first 3 months of pregnancy. During this stage of pregnancy, abortion providers, what they do, they administer a medication that causes something like a miscarriage. The abortion doctor may use a tube connected to a vacuum to suck out the unborn human being from the uterus. And if the latter procedure is used, then that provider usually has to collect the child's body parts in a jar and examine them to make sure nothing was left inside the mother. It's all kind of gruesome. In the later stages of pregnancy, when the unborn human is too big to fit through the vacuum tube, the abortionist uses a procedure called D&E, dilation and evacuation. This brutal procedure is described in the Supreme Court case Gonzalez versus Carthart in 2007, and it goes like this. The doctor, often guided by an ultrasound, inserts a grasping forcep through the woman's cervix and into the uterus to grab the fetus. The doctor grabs a fetal part with the forceps and pulls it back through the cervix and vagina, continuing to pull even after the meeting of resistance, after the resistance has discontinued. The friction causes the fetus to tear apart. For example, a leg might be torn off and is pulled through the cervix and out of the woman. The process of evacuating the fetus piece by piece continues until everything has been removed. Gruesome. Gruesome. Another reason abortion is such an emotional issue is that millions of women are post-abortive. It's estimated that one of every three women by age 45 will have had at least one abortion. This grisly reality of abortion can cause these women and their partners to have deep feelings of regret and guilt. When talking about the reality of abortion, it's important not to lose sight of these men and women and let them know that they can find healing and hope. In his encyclical, The Gospel of Life, Saint Pope John Paul II wrote in a special message to post-abortive women. This is what the Pope said. The Church is aware of many factors which may have influenced your decision. The Church does not doubt that in many cases it was painful and even a shattering decision. The Father of Mercies, however, is ready to give you his forgiveness, his peace, in the sacrament of reconciliation or confession for Catholics. And to the same Father and his mercy, you can be sure that you can entrust your child into the arms of God. Wow. Yeah. Be compassionate. Be compassionate. Arms are open. We're in the healing business. Sure. So, what is the legal status of abortion in the United States? Well, throughout history, abortion was illegal, except in rare cases when a woman's life was in danger or if pregnancy resulted in rape or incest. And that changed when Norma McCovey, under the pseudonym of Jane Roe, sued the state of Texas for her alleged right to have an abortion. And then on January 22nd, 1973, the Supreme Court handed down its Roe versus Wade decision, 7-2, in favor of Roe. Justice Harry Blackmun wrote the court's majority opinion. In that opinion, he claimed that the Constitution contains an implicit, quote, right to privacy. And since abortion is a private decision between a woman and her doctor, it follows that states cannot outlaw abortion. Therefore, he claimed that scientists, doctors, and other experts can't agree on whether or not an unborn child is a human being. So the court could not settle the matter, though it would seem that the Supreme Court implicitly ruled that the unborn child is not a human being, and therefore it's okay and it's legal. Well, that decision divided pregnancy into the three trimesters. In the first two trimesters, or the first 24 weeks, states could not outlaw abortion. In the second trimester, states could regulate the procedure if it's safe, so it's safe for the mother. The third trimester, Roe versus Wade allowed, but did not require states to ban abortions. They can ban it in the last 3 months. If states banned abortion in the last trimester, they had to allow an exception for abortions deemed necessary to protect the health of a woman. While fewer than 1% of abortions occur in the second and third trimesters of pregnancy, this translates to about 10,000 annual abortions at those second and third stages. And let's put it in perspective. According to the FBI, 8,500 people are murdered by firearms every year. That means that in the United States, more human beings are killed every year by late-term abortions than are killed by guns. We're going to come back and talk about one major problem with that third trimester abortion. So stay with us. This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes An Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for Keep the Faith, strives to develop Dallin Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about An Evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
We're talking about that very controversial and touchy subject of abortion, and we have to be really compassionate, knowing that probably one out of three women age 40 up to age 40, 45 may have had an abortion. So we got to be kind of careful. We have to be very compassionate and helpful, but we do want to prevent, we don't want other women to go through that kind of a horrible internal feeling. And we're talking about the three trimesters. And one problem with the third trimester health exception is that Roe companion case, Doe versus Bolton, ruled that health can include any factor, physical, emotional, psychological, familiar, or the woman's age. So you can have an abortion for health reasons in the third trimester for all these things, emotional, whatever. Abortion provider Warren Hearn has even argued that a child being unwanted by the mother can be considered a health risk. Ooh. It appears that unwantedness may be regarded as a major complication of a pregnancy, with surgical interventions in the form of abortion as the treatment, the indicated treatment. The court's definition of health thus made it almost impossible to ban any abortions. Today, a woman can obtain an abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy for almost any reason, up to the day before the baby is born. In fact, this motivated millions of people to oppose abortion and to campaign to make it illegal again, including Norma McCorvey. Remember her? Who converted to a pro-life position and now travels the country. That's Roe. She's the one who sued Texas for an abortion. Roe versus Wade. Her name wasn't Roe. It was Norma. And now she's pro-life, and she goes all around the country talking about all the evil consequences of abortion. She felt she was used. Yeah, that's right. Well, what's wrong with being pro-choice? No one's forcing a pro-life people to have abortions. If they don't want to have abortions, they don't have to have them. Why can't other people have the right to choose whether or not they want to have, well, they want to be parents and use abortion if it's a right for them? So why not? Well, both pro-choice and pro-life people, they agree women should be allowed to choose anything they want in life. They should be allowed, of course, to choose their religion, their careers, their husbands, whether or not they want to be parents. There's nothing wrong with choice itself, so long as what is being chosen is okay, is morally good. For example, a woman who chooses to be not to be a parent by choosing not to marry and leading a single life, devoting and serving God, for example, or her community, she chooses something very good. Likewise, married couple who choose for good reasons to avoid conception through natural and moral means also choose something good. We don't want to have a child conceived through, if it can be through good moral means. However, when a couple chooses not to be parents by smothering their unborn child and throwing his body into a dumpster, they choose a bad thing. That's not right. That's bad. In fact, they choose something that is so bad that it should be illegal. When a pro-choice advocate says women should have the right to choose, we must ask the following question. Choose what? Of course you could choose, but what are you choosing? You can't choose to take the life of somebody else. The central issue related to abortion is not choice, because as we have seen, there are many good things people can choose. The central issue also isn't freedom to have or not to have children, because pro-life advocates agree men and women should not be forced to conceive a child against their will. Instead, the central issue in abortion is, what are the unborn? When a pro-choice advocate says women should be able to choose not to be mothers, he is assuming that the act of abortion is contraceptive and only prevents a child from coming into existence. Pro-life advocates agree a woman should be able to choose whether or not she wants to be a mother. But if the woman is pregnant, it is simply the case that she is already a mother. She's a mother because she's already got a baby inside of her. She's already a mother. So having an abortion doesn't prevent a child from coming into existence. It violates a child out of existence. Just as we wouldn't want to tolerate a parent's killing of their two-year-old because they don't want to be parents anymore, in the biological as well as legal sense of the word, we should not tolerate parents killing their unborn child for the same reason. If the unborn are human, then the position pro-choice is not a compromise position that each side should embrace. No. Being pro-choice, saying I am pro-life, advocates should not work to outlaw abortion because they aren't forced to have an abortion. That doesn't make sense. It's like saying feminists should not outlaw spousal abuse because they aren't forced to abuse their spouses. You don't like beating your spouse, then don't beat them. Tolerance is accepted when it is applied to nuances such as noisy children. However, injustice, such as forcing a child to work in a coal mine, can never be tolerated. Good people must work hard to eradicate injustice, even when the injustice doesn't personally affect themselves. But that's because people have an intrinsic dignity and worth. We have an intrinsic dignity that comes from God. We are made in God's image and likeness, God the Creator. From that we receive our basic dignity. From the dignity come our basic rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These come from God, not from the government. The government needs to recognize our fundamental dignity and rights and protect them. And so that unborn child has a fundamental dignity made in God's image and likeness, and therefore has a fundamental right to life. And that's a good thing to protect. It's a very good thing to protect, because not protecting it can put us on a pretty slippery slope. So this is Monsignor Frank Bignano. We've been talking about the abortion issue. Thanks for listening. This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. for Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.